Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I get a constant busy signal when I call you on.
Welcome back. It's 7 to the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm having a great visit with our good friend, Dr. Arki Chankute, the co-author of Built on Trust, one of my favorite books in my library. And if you ever get to my library, you can pull it out and see what I'm talking about. It's worn out. And it's because it's good stuff. It's because it's about a topic that's very important, a topic that is very important to my career, to the way I do business, and that's trust. The concept of trust, the trust that that I hope people have for me and that I expect from them. Arki, thank you very much for hanging out with us. And the website is learningcenter.net, right?
That's correct.
And they can find your book there. They can find it wherever books are sold. Arki, you're working with startups. You're working with big companies. Is there anything in particular that you're seeing that you're excited about or that you're worried about or that you think we can learn from the experiences that you're having?
Well, one of the things that a successful startup, one of the problems a successful startup has is at a point when they begin to get successful and the resource squeeze, and then you have clients who are a little puzzled, let's say, about what they've received or they need some directions or some instructions or need some help. And since you're in a resource squeeze and you're the person interfacing with that customer, you're the service person, you may be the limit, and because you're not sure, you don't have time to do it. It's something extra. You're already really busy, and so forth. And you know there are some pitfalls there, and there are some solutions. First pitfall is to consider it a negative problem, where it's actually a positive, high quality problem.
A high class problem when you got more than you can do.
That's correct. That's very important. Another mistake people make is they'll make a pretended commitment. Oh, sure, I'll get to it. You know, but there won't be a closure. It makes more sense to remember, don't panic, remember it's positive, to not give, remember give them a gift. A pretended commitment is not a gift. Closure is a gift.
Mm-hmm.
So buy a little time. Say, okay, I see the problem, and make sure you do. I see what we have here. Let me get back to you in 24 hours, if you have that time, or whatever you have. Let me get back to you in 24 hours. That way you don't say no.
Right.
But you do provide closure, and then you go get. Then you have to have a negotiation, an internal negotiation about what gets moved, what gets cut, what gets changed in order to accommodate this customer or what you can do for the customer if you cannot do the full thing and so forth. And you need to get that support, and that's what you need to have a trust-based organization. You're not saying no to the boss either, but you're having an honest negotiation so that something's going to have to move.
And see, this thing is about your capacity, and you can say, well, what's that got to do with trust? Well, the trust part is that your client or your boss can trust you not to write a check that you can't cash.
That's correct.
As my dad used to say, not to let your jaybird mouth overload your hummingbird backside, you know? I did this when I had my consulting company. When I was first getting off the ground, man, I needed a business. So I was taking anything I could get my hands on, and I had no idea how I was going to do it. And finally, though, I finally figured out that these people weren't hiring me to do it, because I was becoming their EV, their VP of like a VP they could rent, right? They weren't hiring me to do it. They were hiring me to get it done.
Yeah.
So I finally figured out that I could bring in other resources if I needed to get it done. But see, that's my internal capacity issue. The trust part is if I didn't tell them I could do it or I could get it done unless I could.
Yeah.
Or closure, as you say.
Client, you say, I'll get back to you in 24 hours. Is that okay?
That's great. That's very
right
smart.
Right there, that's you're giving a gift to that person, and then you do it, of course.
And then I would say, look, I can do this part, but this part I don't know. I'll have to find somebody. I'll let you know this week how I can find somebody.
Yeah. And that provides. But and it seems so simple. Everybody should know it, quote unquote. But the fact is, you know, it's a dilemma situation. And again, with an organization that is growing and it's a sign of success. And it's a very, very common mistake in a startup. And in fact, even in large organizations,
it happens.
So that, I would say that's one of the things that we have in common. And the other thing is, across the functions, there is this potential for us and them, which is unnecessary. Again, your opportunities reside in those.
The us versus strictly. Them, the fiefdoms, the silos, the departments that have the natural attention between them. That's where you find where the trust needs to be installed, folks. It's easy. That part's easy to do. Finding it where it needs to go is the easy part. Doing it is something else. Hey, Arky, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
So my pleasure, Jim.
Arky Chankute, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I will be too. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.